Hey, what's up, everyone? 65 Lokes, Skill Riders. This is episode number 28. Sorry for no music on the intro. I'm currently working on my lunch break. I haven't had any time to prep for the upcoming show, but I wanted to go ahead and get this one out to you guys. Cadillac Fest is this Sunday. We are about today, like 3 days away. And I just wanted to put this episode out that way for those of you that are currently working on your models or planning on going, just to motivate you more to get it done. And hopefully we get to see you out there with your builds. Me myself as well, I'm working on my build, and I mean, it's been taking a lot of my time and energy, but I am happy with the results. I am happy with the pace of things, where it's going. In the beginning, I wasn't too sure if I was going to be able to complete the model or how far I was going to get with the model, just because of just knowing how much work and time involved it was going to take in order for me to complete it. And all I did was start to organize myself. Every day I set up like a goal, like during the week, this day I'm going to like prep, then sand. This other day is going to be the day where it has to be already ready to paint. From there, this day I'm going to tape, things like that. And then eventually it turned into like sessions with my fellow masterpieces friends, Armando Flores and Juan Amezcua. We would meet up, work on our own projects, help each other out if there was any help needed, you know, some direction, vision, recommendations, all these different things. But just us working together and then seeing other people working on their projects was a lot of motivation that just kept me going, that just fueled me to not stop. And it was one of those things that a while back I had seen people posting or even messaging me telling me, hey, I'm going to go, but I don't think it's going to be done, you know, or I'm just going to stop. And I don't like to quit. I mean, I know when it's time to quit, but a lot of the times I don't. I want to go the distance, because it always makes me think about like athletes, like sports, especially like in soccer, basketball, hockey, like any kind of sport where the team is losing and it's like 2-0, 4-0. And I mean, you just gotta go to the end until the game completely ends. You know, you can't just give up right away because you're in the losing end. Like, you have to keep going, because you never know, things might turn around. And if you just focus a lot into what you're doing, you're gonna complete and you're gonna reach your goal. So that was one of the things that I had to organize myself. In the mornings, I would start working on my model car before I go to work. Lunchtime, I'm lucky enough that I work 10 minutes away from work to my house. So I would commute to my house, eat lunch, continue working on my model, then leave everything as is, go back to work, and then right after work, come back, continue working on the model until night, until I would be very tired. Lately, I've been up probably till 2 a.m., 1 a.m. Trying to knock this out, and I know it's gonna be it's worth it. And I want to apologize to those who have sent me emails, messages that I have not hit you back, even like text messages and stuff. I have not really been that responsive. It's not that I don't want to talk to like you or anything like that. It's just at the moment my mindset is just focus on this. I want to get it done, because it's definitely taking a lot of my energy. And at the end, when I have this model done, I'm going to be very proud of it. But at the same time, it's a lot of my energy that went into this to create the car. And I know it's the same for you guys. I know you guys are doing the same, working day and night. I can't say I'm not stressed about it. I'm not freaking out about it, but I know that the closer I get to completion, those stress levels are starting to calm down. But I know everybody's going through the same thing, so it doesn't make me feel as bad, you know. Like, we're all sharing this moment. Later we'll look back at this and trip out and remember how we were all staying up late at night. Everybody's doing their own thing, working till this day. And that's what it's about. You know, this definitely is bringing people together. It's definitely bringing everybody to step up their game. Everybody's working on their projects. I'm excited for Cadillac Fest to see the model cars, but I'm also excited to see the lowrider bikes and the 101 cars, because I know there's going to be something there that I'm going to see that's going to blow me away. And also a lot of inspiration to take home and photographs to take of cars, and as well as meeting new people and saying what's up and seeing, like, you know, all the homies. So I'm very excited about that. I know a lot of people are going to be driving far from out of town, from up north, down south. We even have some friends coming out from Arizona. And I just want to tell all you guys that are going to be driving out, just, you know, make your list of stuff that you're planning on bringing. Make a checklist. That way you don't forget anything. And also plan, like, the timing, so that way you're not rushing to get there. You want to make sure, you know, you leave your home or hotel at a good timing, so that way you get there and you're not stressed out. And also to avoid any kind of like an accident or anything, you know, you have to be safe on the road. That way, you know, this experience is going to be something very memorable for you, and hopefully come back next year, you know. And just make sure you have that checklist so you don't forget anything. Pack up all your models, bring your brushes to brush up your models, get rid of that dust. If you need to, like, polish up your model with some wax, you know, make sure you bring that. Glue, just in case, you never know, a bumper might fall off at last minute as you're going to display it. It's happened to me before, and, you know, these are the things that happen. Have your little toolbox, anything you need, emergency box, it's right there, and you get it done, no questions asked, you know. And your displays, you know, whatever you're going to display, if it's on a spinning turntable, any kind of display, make sure you pack up all that stuff and do just a check off the list. You know, especially if you're going to be carpooling, bringing friends, make sure everybody is good. Another thing too, make sure you eat breakfast before you hit the show, because a lot of the times we get there and we're expecting that there's going to be food. There will be food, but you never know. What if it's something that you don't even want to eat or whatever? So always pre-plan, be prepared, you know, eat. So then that way you have energy. Drink lots of water so you're hydrated. So you could, you know, it's going to be hot, so that way, you know, you could withstand the whole show. And because you're going to see all the model cars, but trust me, you're going to want to go again and again to keep looking at them, because every time you look at these cars, you're going to see something different that you didn't catch the first time. So you want to just, you know, have a lot of energy coming out there and take lots of pictures. And what else? Another thing too, going back to the cars, I've been doing a lot of painting, and I just wanted to bring up some safety information. That all of us, we're obviously using paint to paint our cars, whether it's lacquer, urethane, you know, all these products, they are toxic. There's chemicals in them, and we have to make sure we protect ourselves. So if you're listening to this episode right now and you're working on your cars or you're getting ready to paint them, please make sure to wear a breathing mask, a long sleeve t-shirt, or if you have a jacket, wear it, so that way you protect your arms from the overspray. If possible, wear the vinyl gloves that are not powdered, just regular vinyl gloves. Throw those on as well to protect your hands and your skin, especially the skin. And I recently went to Hobby Lobby about a week ago. I know they were clearancing out a lot of stuff, and there was the goggles that they were selling. They were like a dollar something clearanced out. I bought them. From time to time, I tend to buy these goggles. They're clear, and I specifically wear these when I clear coat my cars, because there's a lot of overspray that is being produced as I'm spraying the clear coat. And you know, I want to protect my eyes, because, you know, there's a lot of overspray. I don't want all these little tiny little particles getting into my eyes, and then when I'm done, my eyes are like bloodshot red. So I went ahead and I purchased this like anti-static jacket online that's made by House of Color. And the reason why I got this jacket is just because I noticed every time that I spray clear coat on my cars, there tends to be little particles of lint from my t-shirt that come out and they always hit the body. It always happens. So I said, okay, I'm going to see what method or what. So I start paying attention to what the painters, what do they wear when they're painting their 1:1 scale cars? Obviously they wear paint suits, or, you know, like they cover up their whole body, but I don't feel like it's necessary to wear a full on paint suit. So I just looked into the jackets, and I did manage to find one that's made by House of Color. So I picked that up. So I got my jacket on. I got my breathing mask on by 3M and my vinyl gloves. And I threw on the goggles and I started to clear coat the first coat of clear on my car. When I was done with that session, there were so many particles that were flying around that attached to my goggles at the end from the overspray that it just looked crazy. Like you couldn't even see through the thing that good. It was very dirty. And it just was making me think more about my eyes, you know, like how much overspray is going into my eyes. I was spraying inside of a little booth that has a hose and it's sucking in all the overspray, but it's still not enough. There's still some that's going to come out. So some of that stuff was being captured onto those goggles. Once I was done, I put everything back. And then from there, I took off the goggles, took off the mask, took off the gloves, threw those away. My hands are still clean. You know, I don't have, they're not sticky or anything. You take off the jacket, put it away, and I'm good to go. You know, right there, I was able to go back to work. Nothing crazy. If I would have not worn that jacket, I would have had overspray on my arms. If I wouldn't have been wearing the goggles, I would have had overspray on my eyes. My eyes would have been red throughout the day, probably bothering me throughout the day. I would have to use eye drops. And at the same time, you know, it's very important that you protect your lungs. I always wear my 3M mask when I'm clear coating or painting. And it's just, you have to make it a habit to always wear it, because if you don't wear this stuff, this is the reason why you feel really, really tired or down, or you can't even get up the next day. Those are like the side effects to this. And a lot of the times too, what helps is I take vitamins every day. Like, you need to have a strong immune system. Definitely boost up your immune. I need to get back into exercising again. I've been slacking off from that. Exercise, I mean, you can do it or you can't do it. It's totally up to you. I'm not trying to tell you to do that. It's up to you. But the benefits from that is that your immune system is boosted and there's less chances of you of getting sick, and there's less, and your body will fight any kind of chemical that's coming at you. You have greater chances of fighting that. But when you take vitamins, you have a better boost, and you're good to go. You're solid. And that's just my personal take. I've been staying up late. I've been painting a lot. I've been, you know, gluing stuff, and you're smelling all this stuff from time to time. So you need to make sure you protect yourself. That way you have enough energy to get through it. Right now, I don't feel tired at all. I feel fine. I go to sleep late. I'm waking up early, but I feel fine. And if I wouldn't be taking the precautions to protect myself and also not taking my vitamins and staying hydrated, I don't think I would be able to even finish the car. I'd be super tired. And when you get tired, you know, you're not even motivated. You know, you start to think like, you know, you want to give up. Like, nah, that's it. Like, I don't want to, you know, do this anymore. And you got to think longevity. You know, we obviously love building model cars. It's an art form. It's in our blood. And we want to keep doing this for as long as we can do it. But we also have to protect ourselves. That way, you know, we're able to achieve. And it just becomes a habit. And hopefully this inspires other people from seeing what you're doing, your actions, from protecting yourself. At the same time, if you have kids and they see you working on their cars and everything, your cars, they're going to want to, at some point when they work on model cars, they're also going to be wanting to wear a mask, gloves, and protect themselves, which definitely is a big plus, you know. But Cadillac Fest, 3 days from now, I'm super excited. It's like I already have my itinerary laid out, what I'm going to do. As far as today is Thursday, there's a lot of like details I need to finish up on my car by Friday. See, tomorrow's my father's birthday. Go take him out to dinner, hang out with my dad. And then once everything's free, continue working on the car Friday, late Friday night. By Saturday, this car's got to be done. Everything clear coated, ready to go. Waxed, everything packaged, and wake up early Sunday morning and be on our way to Cadillac Fest. And I don't know, like, you know, I'm excited. Dana Scale is doing a presentation. Masterpieces is going to be doing a presentation. We have cars, you know, coming from everywhere. I know some of the artists could not be there, but they did send out their cars, you know, the cars from like Florida, from Colorado, Texas, you know, Japan, like different places. So, and then Mike from 3D Scale, shout out to him. I know he's been showing a lot of products that he's been creating. He's going to be coming out with a lot of products out there. For those of you who need stuff, you know, make sure you bring cash, you know, get your hands on this stuff. I'm pretty sure there's going to be vendors. I remember last year there was, Frankie was there set up selling kits. I bought some resin bodies from him. I got lucky to score a 65 Impala wagon, you know, and also bring cash for food. And I know there's going to be other vendors maybe selling t-shirts and stuff. So it's always nice to support them as well, because, you know, they have to pay a fee to be out there, and you know, it's their company, you know, they're trying to push themselves and their company. Hopefully the company takes off, so that way it generates some extra income for them. And or maybe they get so busy with that they have to leave the day job, and now this becomes their job, you know, something that they love to do. Their passion now is something that is funding them. But anyway, I just wanted to, you know, hit you guys up. I know this is a short episode. I'm on my lunch break right now. I can't take too long, but there will be more episodes coming out. Once Cadillac Fest passes, I'm going to come back and do another episode, a follow-up recap of Cadillac Fest. And then also I'll be having some more guests coming up. I've already been talking to different people who have already said yes to being on the show. So I just need to, once all this passes, I'm going to coordinate everything, get it going, so that way I have more content for you guys to hear more stories. And hopefully this motivates you guys to keep building and just have it in the background as you're building, you know. Just know you're not alone. We're all out there. We're all just scattered in different areas, but all the dots are connecting, and at some point we're all going to meet up, you know, and hang out. Also, Jeffries, shout out to him. He flew out from Holland. He's here. He's already in LA. I was talking to Armando yesterday. He was hanging out with them. Hopefully I get to see him today. I'm going to be out in Burbank area for a bit and then be back in Oxnard. But just keep on building. Hang in there. Don't give up. If you feel like you're not going to be able to have your car ready, don't make that decision right now, today, Thursday. Make that decision Saturday night. You know by Saturday what's up, because things can change. You never know. You might finish it, you know. Just don't give up. Keep it going and just have fun with it. Don't stress out like too crazy on it, you know. Like, I mean, I said earlier, I'm stressed, but not crazy stressed. But we're all doing the same thing, you know. We're all sharing this like stress. It's like a love-hate kind of stress kind of thing. But it's all good. Like, that's just, this is just a taste of the pressure of what it is when you're getting ready for an event. A lot of people go through this, who even have the 101 skill cars when they're going to like a big Lloyd or super show. People that are going to play a sports event. Boxers that are getting ready to fight the next day. You know, that's just part of what it is as to what we do. But other than that, if you're a listener and you're not a model builder, but you're at least going to attend, have fun. For those that cannot attend because of the distance and also because of your scheduling, don't worry. You guys are going to be covered, because I know not just only me, but a lot of people are going to be taking pictures and are going to be, you know, covering the event. And it's just, I don't know, these coming days and weeks are just going to be full of Cadillac Fest pictures. I'll let you know with that. And as well as I'm going to do my best to get video, so that way you guys feel like you're there. But anyway, 65 Lokes, Scale Riders, short episode, but I'll be back with more content. Peace out and protect yourself. Bye.